Augustine illustrated the idea by means of physical sight. He said that even those with perfect vision, if they were placed in a room filled with beautiful objects, could not see any of the beauty if the room were immersed in darkness. Although they might have the necessary equipment to see the beautiful objects in the room, unless those things were set in the light, even people's most acute vision would be inadequate to perceive them. In the same way, Augustine said, the light of divine revelation is necessary for us to know any truth whatsoever. Aquinas quoted Augustine verbatim, saying that all truth and all knowledge in the final analysis rest on God as the source of truth, and as the one who makes it possible for us to know anything at all. So, when scientists seek to discern truth in their laboratories while belittling us for our claim to trust in revelation for the content of our religious faith, we can simply point out that they could learn nothing from a test tube were it not for the Creator's revelation and his gift of the ability to learn through a study of nature. God's unveiling. God's unveiling of himself in all truth is called general for two reasons. First, this revelation is general because it is knowledge that is given to everyone. Divine general revelation is available to all people in the world. God does not simply reveal himself to specific individuals. His self-revelation is manifested to every human being. The entire world is his audience. The Bible says, for example, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Psalm 19, verse 1. Anyone with physical vision can walk in the theater of nature and see the glory of God through the stars, the moon, and the sun. It is a grand theater. The physically blind are not shut out, however, because the Bible also speaks about the knowledge that God plants in human souls. He gives man a conscience, through which he reveals himself to people inwardly. God has given all human beings a sense of right and wrong, so even those born blind have an interior knowledge of God. Romans chapter 1, verses 19 to 20. So, in sum, the term general means that everyone is in the audience. Every human being is exposed to God's revelation. Millions have never seen a Bible or heard Scripture preached, but they have lived in the theater of nature, where God manifests himself. The second reason the term general is applied to this type of revelation is that the content of it is of a general sort. That is, it does not give us the details of God's work in redemptive history, such as the atonement or the resurrection of Christ. One cannot study a sunset and see the heavens declaring God's plan of salvation. One must go to the Bible for that. Scripture has specific information that no one can gain from a study of nature. We must understand the difference between general and special revelation. General revelation is given to everyone and supplies us with a general.